Well, with about a minute to go before the second half kickoff, Maryland rolling a 31-3 lead. Brandon Ross has 126 yards. Albert Reed from FCA has one carry, 27 yards and a touchdown. CJ's throwing the ball about 60%. It's been a good day for Maryland so far.
That's to say the least. The Old Dominion people were woofing and woofing that they knew Maryland was going to score, but they thought Taylor Heinicke was going to have a field day. And all in all, it wasn't bad, but he couldn't get the deed done, couldn't put the ball in the end zone. As a result, this game is virtually over.
Well, the three turnovers for ODU did not help their cause. In fact, Maryland freshman five-star recruit Yannick Ngakoue even has a pick off a tip pass as ODU was trying to score a touchdown. After that, Maryland took a 17-3 lead. It's 31-3 now, and Maryland gets the ball to start the second half. This is Wayne Viner with Bruce Bosner for Terp Talk.
You know, it's amazing when you run the ball and you're effective, the points come so easily. Brandon Ross, of course, they were double-teaming Diggs, and they were double-teaming Deion Long, so they were really running a 9-7, and they showed the effects of it.
So Albert Reed is back on the bench. The tailback is Brandon Ross.
One series and they're done.
Deion Long to the near side, Diggs in the slot, and Nigel King's to the far. Steinball's the tight end. He's up on the line. CJ looks for the snap. 4 seconds to get it off, and now Diggs moves the tailback position. Ross carries.
There he goes.
25 to 30. Right side to the 35 and a
first down.
25, Brandon Ross.
It's not hard to run the ball when you get a five-yard head start before somebody touches you from the other team.
All the holes are wide open. The blocking's been very good today. I can't imagine Randy could criticize the blocking today.
Once again, Long to the near side, King to the far, and Diggs is in the slot on the left hash mark. Brandon Ross, the tailback, there's a snap. A quick drop by Brown, swings it low to Ross, it bounces incomplete.
You know, CJ's made some, a couple throws that were very lackadaisical today. Almost had a couple interceptions. Got to put a little more zip on the ball. But, you know, you get this lead, and you really go to sleep. Just like last week.
Well, I was afraid of that, but 31-3 is not bad for the first half. The Terps line up in almost the same set. Now Steinball, the tight end, in motion. Turns and hands to Ross, crosses the 35 to 37, and that's it.
Third and 10 now. It's getting a little chippy out there. Old Dominion never thought they'd get tossed around like this. What do you think the crowd is today?
About 35,000, but it's a great day for football out here.
That's to say the least.
Lever Jacobs comes in for Steinball. It's Nigel King and Lever and Jacobs to the near side. Long and Diggs in the slot to the far. Tailback is Ross. CJ's in the pistol formation. It's 3rd and 9, 14 minutes ago in the first. There's the snap. CJ drops beyond the 30. He steps up. He's in trouble, and down he goes at the 32.
Well, that's why they should have taken him out of the game. Breaking up the momentum. We have some complaints from the fans around here. They're not happy with the play-by-play.
Well, they want more points.
4th down, 14 yards to go.
So Nate Renfro in to kick it away. And back deep for the Monarchs is number 15, Aaron Evans, a 5'9 senior.
I just spotted Avi Pelta from the James Pharmacy. Big supporter of Terp Talk.
Go Terps!
Renfro punts it away.
That's too low. It's too low.
And a fair catch at the 32.
He had a head start.
37, 33, 32, 33.
Those numbers are hard to read.
32.
First down, 2 yards to go from the 3-3
yard line. That's where he taught us. Yeah.
What's the name of that song? What army is it?
Seven Nation Army.
Seven Nation Army. A music expert, Avi Pelta, is here. He'll keep us up to date with all the songs.
Yes.